Chapter 13. Join us. At the start of part 2, we asked you to imagine an army driven into retreat, closely pursued by its enemies. It had reached a wide, fast-moving river, and we said that this was just like where humanity sits when it comes to climate change. Now try to imagine that army again. It's hunkered down now, and frustration is growing. Impatience too. The river is flowing very fast, silently, and rising quickly. There's a virus spreading across the camp. It's an alarm call, a last chance to wake up, stand together, and act. On the horizon, something small and bright appears. Hearts warm in anticipation, breaths are held, eyes squint in the glare. It's infinitesimally tiny. Even now, close up, it appears too small to carry them. This conduit as narrow as thin wire, barely microns across. A voice speaks a language that's both ancient and of the future. It promises passage that almost no one understands. Nearly all are welcome. This is the chance to get to the other side, though safe passage is not guaranteed. There's a condition. Some must be left behind. Weapons must be abandoned, as must all those who were responsible for bringing them here, all those who were in command. They led everyone to this dark, desperate place. It's long past time for these people to fall on their swords. The journey won't be easy. That's repeatedly made clear. There's so much that can go wrong, and many mistakes will surely be made. But the crossing is possible, and it's the only way. But there's uncertainty still. Thankfully, there are other choices to be made, and many are very good ones. There's the choice of a new, brighter future on the other side, built on dignity, respect, and care. There's the choice of a future that preserves the beauty and the potential of life. There's the choice to leave this place behind, this dank place where everybody is abandoned to slide through the mud ever faster into struggle and fear and hate. Against all odds, there is this one last, wonderful chance to cross. If they make it to the other side, there will be new obstacles to overcome. But the vehicles and guns will no longer belch their hot fumes into the skies, and there will be the chance to live in peace and prosperity, and in harmony with the world. Join us on this journey, this crossing to a better place. Let's prove to ourselves and each other that the passage can be made. Every day offers each of us a chance. Let's take it. That's the end of chapter 13. At the end of the book, there's a fact sheet about what's happening to the world, about climate change, about what will happen if we don't change, which you can use to help inform others and build a network to force or encourage change. You can download it free at our website. We thank you for listening to this book and hope that you will join us in the struggle that lies ahead and join us in creating a better world for all.